T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Born September 13th in Lenexa, Kansas. A 3-time Golden Gloves champion and standout football player at Northwest Missouri State University, he spent time with the Indianapolis Colts and Arizona Cardinals before launching a career in pro wrestling in 2012, quickly establishing himself as the man everyone loves to hate in the WWE, assuming his rightful throne as the King of the Ring. And tonight, you can see an all-new episode of WWE SmackDown on Fox. Please welcome WWE superstar and friend of the show, the King, Baron Corbin.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah. That's the question.
What a great commercial. The Snickers commercial is fantastic, man.
I mean, I look good in blinkers and bright yellow and orange.
you've changed the entire look of all those guys we see on those little skinny tire bicycles.
I mean, I feel like that was a peak moment for me.
But you know what? There was this
little like skull cap hat that bikers wear that they gave me. Like the little tiny flip-up bill, I was like, guys, just so you know, I'm keeping this.
And we're taking like the tiny little Italian guy hats, the little courier hats, and they get the tiny little brim, and they just. But his head is so big.
Yeah,
his head is so big. It sat on top like a yarmulke.
I have it. It's at my house. Good, I wore it in front of my wife.
I hope that was all you were wearing.
It worked wonderfully.
Oh,
I was like, honey,
glorious.
This sex appeal or what? She was holding back tears of laughter.
You didn't get to keep the outfit?
You know, it was a little tight.
Yeah.
A little bit uncomfortable.
I know that you like to ride mountain bikes. I don't see in the videos you're wearing spandex like that.
I'm actually sitting outside the trails now. I'm going to go for a ride here in a little bit, and I am not wearing spandex, no.
You need to wear a helmet.
I do. I just noticed there's bird poop on the top of it. So apparently a bird tried to poop on top of my head while I was riding.
Well, you know what? Reason number 322 to wear a helmet.
Yes, yes. Also, I found out Wednesday when I went riding, Florida has scorpions.
Really?
Was fully unaware of that. I thought I got away from that when I was in Arizona, but I was biking. I stopped to get a drink of water, and there was a giant scorpion on my leg.
Jesus Christ, man. And that's how we went.
Yeah. I panic, like, flip it off with your hand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I had gloves on, so I flicked it off. I was like, holy crap, grab my handlebars. Now it's on my arm because it grabbed my glove. I'm crashing into the bushes.
So what'd you do then?
I mean, luckily there was nobody around because I screamed like a woman.
Yeah.
And, like almost went into the bushes because I was on this trail, but that was terrifying. But then it made me laugh. The one time when I was kids, we liked to, you know, torture our younger brothers. I locked Danny in a closet in Arizona and was like, there's a scorpion in there.
Oh.
Thinking there wasn't. It was just a joke. And then all of a sudden he screams this extreme high-pitched scream, and there was a scorpion in there.
Oh, no, man. Oh, poor Danny.
He also got stung by one. Ask him about that. My uncle said he cried for 4 days.
Well, I bet it hurts.
I think it does. I think your like whole leg goes numb. He got stung in the foot, and it, like his whole leg and side went numb.
Jesus Christ, man! I feel like
I mean,
Deanie.
No rabid bobcat attack. I hear about that. He was scared up on his back deck.
Yeah, he was out there. He was out there with his buddy, listening to the bobcat scream at him. Do you see the video? That guy chucked the bobcat and then smoke it.
No, I gotta watch it though. I just heard about it.
You're gonna laugh. I'll send it to you.
I want to talk about his story.
Yeah, well, this guy's just walking out to the car. We interviewed this guy, by the way, and he's like $1 million. You'd love this guy. Couldn't be more Louisiana than this guy. Like he was fantastic. Or was he Virginia? Wherever he was, or Carolina is where he's from. Yeah. But here's by the way, I just got distracted. I just pulled everything up. And I, your Instagram, I don't know how I missed this. Why do you have a picture of yourself with like 47 nipples on your back? You've got suction cups, and literally, it looks like giant nipples coming out of your skin.
Yes, I'm trying to become a cow, so I want a bunch of udders on my back.
Oh, is that cupping?
Yes, it's awful.
Oh,
that's called one dude, 12 cups.
Damn, does it help?
Help what?
It does, but I also now have a permanent bruise from one of them.
I bet.
But what does it help?
I don't know. Like, you know when you're like doctor or trainer's like giving you all these technical terms, he's like, oh, it helps separate the second and third level of skin and push blood. And I'm like, whatever, man, just do it. And then I leave and I'm like, yeah, like aside from the giant welt all over my back, I feel pretty good. I could literally do nothing.
Yeah, well, I feel like those things feel good because you stop doing it. You know, like when they say you feel really good after you do like leg day. Oh, I feel good after leg day. You're like, well, because you stop doing it. That's the best part.
That could be it, because it, like, I'm not kidding you, dude. Like, when they start pumping your skin into these little cups, it burns.
I bet.
Then when they take, I think you might be right. You might have just solved the puzzle. It's like, yeah, you got those off me. Yes, I feel better.
You, but let me go back. We're jumping all over, but the Snickers thing, dude, that is such a great pop culture moment, because it really does say a lot about you that they know that you've drawn way at the outside of wrestling now, that you are, you know, that's a real point of confidence, man, that they have in you, that you will sell Snickers for them, and not just in the wrestling world, like that, you know, you've got to be able to cross all those boundaries. That's a big deal.
It is, and that was fun, man. Like, it's a national commercial. It's on Peacock, on our new network with, you know, WWE. And it was cool, because it is. It's a big thing. And then also, like, it was so much fun to do. Like, you know, the girl that was there that, you know, was my seamstress that made me that wonderful bike outfit, she was hilarious. Like, it was a really fun process, and it was, like, outside the box for me, you know, because I'm used to, all right, let's, you know, I walk through that curtain, it's time to kick everybody's ass. That's what I do. But then this was like, okay, let's have a little bit of fun and, you know, see where we can take it. And we got to play with different lines and different things. It was just, it was a really fun process.
I'm telling you.
And, you know, it makes me want to do more of that stuff now.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's a movie waiting. I know there is. I know 100% for sure there's a movie out there for you.
You know, that or like put me on Chopped. I want to be the judge on Chopped. It's like, listen, man, your steak, it's overcooked. Can I pick it up and throw it at him? And then, like, walk over and, like, it's no longer Chopped. End of days. And they're just like, now when they cut back to the next one, the dude's still laying there. And the other two are like, all right, we're going to try these two plates. So they have to stare at the fear of what happens if they lose.
Mm-hmm. You have a real sickness with the barbecuing, the smoking, the grilling, and the cooking now. I noticed that's taking up what you're doing. He's riding his bike.
Mm-hmm.
He's smoking a lot of cigars. And he eats a lot of meat, a lot of red meat. You have a very specific life you've been living.
Yes. Yeah, very specific. Except for I've been on a diet lately, so it hasn't really affected my eating red meat because I still live on that. But I haven't had a drink in like 3 months. I'm about to lose it.
That sounds terrible.
So I have, but I still buy it like I'm regularly drinking it. So there's like 250 bottles of whiskey in my closet right now.
When are you going
to... You and my brother, LeJean, everybody needs to come down here, and we just need to start cracking these bad boys open.
Yeah, let's get LJ, and no, he's getting his vaccinations, so I think he's all good to go. By the way, if you haven't seen his new merch line, he's got some shirts that are fantastic. So if you have to check out LeJohnWitherspoon.com. And of course, I'm sure you heard the song he released a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's really good. Really good.
Like, this whole pandemic's been really good. It's been very hard economically on artists, but I think it's been really good because it's sparked a lot of people's creativity in that world. Like, for me, like, I've always barbecued. I've grown up barbecuing because my dad, being from Kansas City, it's in my blood, like the Chiefs are. It's one of those things. But I've, like, expanded into, I'm going, okay, what can I do with, like, cooking? How can I really elevate stuff? Like, I think it's just sparks people's creativity in the stuff that they do.
Yeah, sure. No doubt about it, man. You try to find new projects, and it gives you a little bit of extra time to do those projects. So, yeah, there's no doubt. You guys are going to go back to full bore working soon. If you're just joining the show, the great King Baron Corbin with us, WWE. Don't forget about SmackDown tonight, 7 o'clock on Fox. But you guys, when do they tell you? They have to be saying that you're going to be out and doing arenas again by September.
So, you know, we just get kind of word through the pipeline here and there, and I've heard, like, random things that, you know, we might do a show in Texas in July. Who knows? You know, it's like one of those things where we hear these rumors, and we all hope they're true because
I'm
getting stir crazy, man. I want to be in a different state. I want to be in front of people again. You know, we had a taste of that at WrestleMania. We had 25,000 people there over 2 days, and, like, we literally all walked out for the opening of the show on Saturday night. We were all on the stage, and, like, it's giving me chills now talking about it, but hearing the people, even though I hate them, you know, so much because they hate me, which is what I'm supposed to do. It was so good. Like, that one moment was, like, so pure. It was like winning at WrestleMania. It was like, you know, all my accomplishments, but, like, just walking out in front of that crowd again, dude, it's surreal. And the emotion you felt, like, I was like, I miss these little a-holes so much.
Yeah.
And I miss being, like, I'm looking at him and I'm going, man, the things I can say to you, I want to punch your little kid. Like, all of those things coming back, which is so amazing.
It's been so long since you've made a child cry.
It has. And it's like, I mean, I make man child that sit at home in their mom's basement on the computer cry all the time on social media. But to do it in person, it's so much better.
Sure. No, when you can see their tears.
One of my favorite things, like, you take someone like Daniel Bryan, who people love, and you're literally holding him in your arm, and you look at a little kid and you go, you love this guy? And they're like, yeah. And then you slam their head into the rail. The look you get from the little kid that you just did that to Daniel Bryan, dude, you can't pay for that. You cannot pay for it.
You're teaching children hate and revenge at the earliest possible moment so they can really start their life.
As soon as they understand what it's like, I want to teach it to them. Like, then they're going to go home and, like, they're going to have something of their dad's, and they're going to be like, hey, Dad, do you like this? And he's like, yeah, I love that thing. And they just smash it on the floor and walk off. Yep. I taught that kid that. If I'm not a role model, who is?
That is a fact. A fact. The world over knows this. Listen, by the way, what's happening tonight on SmackDown? Are you ready for this?
You know what? Roman Reigns has really come into his own. I think what he's come up with, this tribal chief and head of the table and this attitude, I think has been desperately needed by him for a long time. And tonight, we talked about Daniel Bryan. Him and Daniel are getting into a match where if Daniel loses, he's off SmackDown. He's out. So I don't know what that means for him. I don't know if that's retirement and he gets to go home and never come back. We can all hope, but that's what I'm looking forward to tonight on SmackDown, because I want to see if Roman can send him packing.
So what's your schedule look
like when there's things like a career on the line?
Right.
You know, like, I retired Kurt Angle at WrestleMania. Tonight, Roman could retire Daniel Bryan.
What does your schedule look like now? Like, after today, what are you doing next, like, Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Well, next Thursday, I'll get my COVID test because we still get tested weekly. I've developed a callus on my brain from the Q-tip.
Right.
But then, you know, dude, we're shooting SmackDown live 18 minutes from my front door. I literally drive 18 minutes to work one day a week.
That haunt show is next week in St. Louis. That I told you about that. It's the National Haunt Show for professional haunted houses. So every major manufacturer of every conceivable terrible dark thing, from $60,000 animatronics down to the, you know, Morris Costume Company. And you can, if you, I can get you in on a business license of my friend, and that's happening. It's a giant convention center. It takes 2 days to see all this.
Wow.
It's
what, Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday?
It's open for a while on Sunday, but it's Thursday, actually, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We go down Friday, Saturday, come back Sunday.
Okay.
St. Louis.
I'm going to look and see if I can't get out there on Saturday.
I'm telling you, it is un-effing believable, Baron. Like,
wife is going to be so mad at you when I come home with giant animatronics.
Oh, the first year I was there, I got so hammered, I almost talked myself into putting a $9,000 credit card, charging my credit card for it's called the King Pumpkin, and it went from a bush, and it comes out, and it goes to 20 feet tall underneath it as a scissor lift, and its arms come out, and it talks, and it, like, I was like, what am I don't even have anywhere to put this. I can't even, this would have to go outside all year.
Those are things you figure out after you buy it.
Correct.
You just buy it.
Right. Right. Listen,
that's,
you should come.
My wife's like, where are you going to put this? I don't know, but I got it.
What's the last great weird thing you bought?
Weird things. I bought a coyote and a full owl, and they showed up. And my wife's like, what is this? And I go, I don't know. I got it from Canada. She's like, where are you going to put it? I was like, in my daughter's room. She goes, no, there's enough dead things on her wall.
That's fantastic.
In the living room.
I have a stuffed tiny pig that was a gift named Patsy Swine that's on my in my living room. And I also have a bear mount that a friend gave me. And it's half. It's like from his, just above his legs. And then he's fighting a T-Rex head on the other opposite corner while they're in a corner.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm thinking.
I just saw the store by my house got a zebra. I was like, I think I need a zebra.
Dude. I have a buddy who has a real, this is an antique, and somebody gave this to him as a wedding gift. It's so weird. It's fantastic. It's a taxidermied goat, full size, but it has rocking horse struts on its feet. So it's in a saddle. So at one time, it was actually something you would put a child on.
That's amazing. My daughter tried to climb on a goat last week at the park. I feel like we need that. And then the goat was trying to bite me. I was like, dude, I just saved you from my daughter climbing on top of you, and now you're trying to bite me.
Right. You're welcome, goat. There's a...
My daughter also was hugging chickens. It was real weird.
Aw. This,
honey, when we get home, I'll feed you one of those.
Jesus.
That's a moment for a kid. We ate one of those yesterday, honey. all right. Listen, really try to find out if you can make it next week, and give me as much lead time so I can make sure that all your credentials are already handled.
Okay, I'll check it out. My wife said I can take a trip for an early Father's Day soon, so maybe that's the one I steal.
Dude, that would be fantastic. All right, I'll go check it out. SmackDown tonight, 7 o'clock on Fox. Check him out. Go to his website. Watch for the Snickers commercial. Go to his Instagram. His name is Baron Corbin, C-O-R-B-I-N. Good to hear your voice, my friend.
My man, take it easy.